Good morning and welcome to your Wednesday. Today's day 24 of our 49 days, so we're almost halfway there, or we're halfway there. It depends on how you look at halfway there. We're going to experiment with our experiment a little bit more experimentally today. So to get into that state of kind of loosening things up, let's begin with 10 really thorough and deep underwater breaths. Good morning, everybody. Ready? 10 deep underwater breaths. 8 in, 4 out. 8 in and 4 out. And try and allow that feeling of water pressure out, water pressure in, to really help your diaphragm open up. So we're doing 5 more underwater breaths. Four more to go, 8 in, 4 out. Two more to go. Last one, 8 in and 4 out. So hopefully that's not making you too dizzy. You should feel a little tiny shift of state, especially in your fingers and toes. So just breathe normally for a moment, and or breathe like that, but not too forcefully. And I'm just going to bring something really amazing in the sense of medical science, because when we do that kind of breath, especially if we go deep into it, about 5 minutes, or if you want to go pretty hardcore, you could lie down and just keep doing it until you literally trip out. And the reason why that happens is that when the carbon dioxide and oxygen ratios flip in a way, your neurotransmitters actually move through your neurons more effectively. So things like thought, memory, mood, resiliency around trauma, bringing up old suppressed feelings and things like that becomes a lot easier. And again, this is that idea of your chi flowing. I'm just always a big fan of when I learn something that says science says yes and ancient tradition says yes, for me it's a really good yes. So yes, this kind of breathing really helps people. So we're going to get into our transformational breath now that we're a little bit looser. And what I'm going to encourage you to do is pick one of your strongest narratives, one of your biggest stories, one of your biggest challenges, and just allow that to, I don't know, hopefully flow around your mind a little bit. And I'm just going to review this transformational breath. So I often use the image of a rock. But it could be anything that's needing some really, really thorough awareness and appreciation. So, the first thing when we're breathing in, breathing out, holding the breath out, is the awareness of actually yielding to this challenge, to allow it to kind of come closer, and then maybe to allow it to sit in our lap, and then maybe to actually feel like we can embrace it and hold it close to us. Now, that's all happening in about 3 or 4 seconds. So, I would breathe in, breathe out, hold the breath, yield to this experience, embrace this experience, and then as I breathe in, to really hold it. Not hold it, but like to allow it to be held for what it is. And then as I get to the top of my inhale, I would hold the breath and experience that transformational alchemy of this can actually become what it needs to. And there's a million or more ways to do that. And then as that transformation happens in the imagination, which is really important, we can settle. So, the only other thing I could add to this that I know scientifically and energetically would make this even more potent is to bring all of your emotional self into the experience. So, the transformation isn't just something that's happening on the TV of your mind, it's something that you're praying for not in the sense of up there praying, but within ourselves praying for the willingness and the truth force and the wisdom and the enlightenment to come through and actually change something. So it's not, oh, I wonder if this is going to help me. As perhaps compared to, I will now apply every ounce of myself completely to the belief that this transformation is possible, and so it will be. And this is actually also proven scientifically. The more effectively coherent you are with your emotions, the more focused you are with the feeling, the more it really happens inside of your being, inside of your mind, chemically and physically. So I think we often call things like woo-woo and la-la because they actually seem kind of like whatever and okay, because it doesn't seem like anything's really focused and coherent. So let's just remind ourselves that this is about mindfulness in a sense of meditation and somatic awareness. Going into those comfort zone challenges like showers, cold showers, to actually bring the part of us that has to show up to hold still under a cold shower. So that's the theme, is your whole coherent self. So if we can, and I know there's a lot of tools flying around, but my hope is the ones that will work for you will work for you. What I would encourage you to do is remind yourself of your bowl of mind fish, the things you experience all day swimming around your head. And to actually just take that whole experience of a bowl of fish and just bring it towards your awareness using that breath. So let's all breathe in and then breathe out. And then as we hold the breath out of the bottom, yield to your bowl of mind fish. Yield to your head. Embrace it. Breathe in and hold it. Let it be held for what it is. It's like your workshop. What we're going to do is transform that bowl of mind fish into a basket. And this is going to become a ceremonial sacred basket. It's going to go with you everywhere you want it to for the rest of your life. And now what we want to do is allow this basket to just be an imagined little place in front of you. And then you're going to pick up one of your mind fish, squirmy as it is, and go through that process again. Pick your narrative that's really got your attention and got your heart and maybe hooked into your soul. Take a deep breath. Breathe all the way out. Hold your breath out and yield to the thought and the truth in your mind. Bring it close to you and embrace it. Breathe in. Really hold it close. As you hold your breath in, turn your fish into a gem. Sit it in your basket. Breathe out. And now you have some spiritual work to do. And the only thing that's going to help you is to go deeper into being coherent and deeper into your discernment and awareness. So we're going to do that together. I don't know, obviously, what you've picked for your thought of the day or your hook of the day. But today's whole process and practice is about what we call the eye of your hurricane, which is a deeply experiential place. So we're going to see if we can wake that up today. So now we have our sacred basket. Now we have our gem of interesting challenge of the day. Breathe in whatever way you feel gives you the most sense of coherence. And that's why I like giving people three or four or five different ways to integrate with themselves so that whatever feels right to you is the one you're going to choose. So choose your breath for your practice and your gym today. It's a really good teacher, whatever it is, or it wouldn't be there. So, first thing we're going to want to do is look at our little gem with patient pupil, your eyes, a kind of discernment and truth, and just look at it and just breathe. You can close your eyes if that helps you see what your narrative is about. And now we can actually really embrace how we see that part of ourselves in the world. And then if we bring up what we would call our ego mirror, what is our ego and our personality response and reaction to this little gem? Like, why is it still up? And can you soften and be really, really intimately a friend to this idea? Because your face can do that too. And we can bring that gem into the space of our heart. Excuse me. And really focus on a sense of deep and profound appreciation for all the experiences that have been and will be around that thought, around that idea. So just that practice, discernment, befriending things, deeply and profoundly appreciating every little part of it, and then bringing that little gem of truth and difficulty and future wisdom right in front of your intuition, right in front of your gut. What does your intuition guide you about this challenge? And is it serving you, or is it actually making you feel more separate? So again, your intuition is all about belonging. If we were to embrace this little gem in our sacred basket and feel our overall adaptability and our sense of being in the world, is this truth, this belief, this thought, this little gem of what's happening for you, is it changing your adaptability in a way that's changing how you believe in yourself? You know, because that's a big part of adaptability is, you know, I can believe I can move into the world in this way as who I am. Then finally, take your little sacred basket, take your little gem of hopefully wisdom, sit it right in front of your sacrum, and face it with your actual animal aliveness, because that is the energy of you, and that's the energy that's going to find its way through that with all those other minds that you have. So here's another opportunity, and this is actually supposed to be really fun, by the way. The next thing you might want to grab onto as a gem or a jewel for your basket is something you dream about, something you really aspire to, something you might consider, you know, as simple as a goal or as powerful as, you know, your kind of spiritual truth in the world. So if we're looking at that gem of dreams and truths and big transformational opportunities, whatever that is for you, look at what it brings into your being when you see it with the discernment of who you really are. Because that's why we dream. Look at this dream that you have with your ego mirror, with your personality, with your ability to make friends with the world. And can you actually make friends with your truth, with your dream? Feel that alignment start to show up in your whole body, right? You dream of this because it's your maybe deepest essential dream to be that, whatever that is. Bring your little gem of dream, you know, of opportunity, of your goal, and hold it deeply close to your heart. And if you can, appreciate and find the compassion, you know, for your whole self in becoming that version of yourself. Because if anything happens in here, it's where we really get unstuck. And a lot of us have dreams that we don't feel we deserve. And if you can have compassion for the part of you that feels unwanted or unseen or ashamed or small, that may allow your heart, as the Grinch would say, get three times bigger and make the room for the dream that you actually really dream. And then bring your little gem of this next dream you hold for yourself in life, hold it in front of your intuition. Is this dream really aligned with you? Is it really true for you? And it will it really create the connection you're looking for in your life? Probably will. That's why you dream about it. And then bring that dream into the spine and the awareness you have of your adaptability, your capacity in yourself. And hopefully that's going to make you feel all kinds of excited. And because that dream will be the thing that, you know, allows your spine self, your adaptable self, to see itself in the world as one who can actually follow and chase his or her dreams. Because that's a big part of life. That's why we have songs about chasing your dreams. The best parts of being here. And then if we're to bring our little gem of truth and our dreams and our goals right in front of our aliveness, right in front of our core sacrum root self. Don't go here. You'll just think about doubts. Stay down here where your aliveness comes from and let your aliveness kind of bleed into or pour into this gem, this dream. Because now you're coherent within all of yourselves to actually see this dream come into the world. And that's a blessing for all of us. So, one more for fun, hopefully. And if it's not fun, one more for healing, which is kind of fun. Reach into your awareness. Reach especially through your gut into the world. And pick a person who you find challenging because you really, really want something more with them, or you really want something to change and maybe have less with them. Either way, bring that person into your awareness as that person and allow that person to be a little version of them in your sacred spiritual basket. And see them with your pupils of discernment and truth. See them with your egoic mirror, and what kind of befriending is possible there? And if the befriending is the separation of friendship, that's still a friendship decision. It's still a connection and egoic personality kind of decision. And it's also got a lot to do with what we call face, or how we actually see ourselves and trust ourselves. So we either warm up to that person in the sense of friendship to work out whatever went wrong in the past, or we make the discernment that we no longer want this person in our present, but we're doing it with truth, not with ego. If we bring this person into the space of our heart, we can appreciate whatever it is that's, you know, really going on, but we can have profound compassion for both ourselves and that person in whatever imbalance exists between us. And then bring that person and who they represent in front of your gut. And feel how they've taught your intuition to be, how they've taught your intuition to be more intuitive or to be a lot more mistrusting and guarded and small. Because that's sometimes why these lessons happen. And imagine this person walking beside us in some way. And how does that feel with your adaptability as you move together to become closer or finally apart in whatever way needs to happen as your spine, as you move through the world? And then see this person and feel this person and the connection you share in whatever way with your deep aliveness. And then make the decision in whatever way you need to make it with all of yourselves from a place of truth. So this is a strange thing to say, and this will probably be one of the last bits. We're almost done. This practice is all about getting honest with who is getting honest about getting honest with ourselves. So think about that for a little bit. This is about getting honest with who you really are in your truth, as you get honest with yourself about being honest with yourself. And there are layers to it. And that's why we learn these practices. But this part of yourself, your being, this is the eye of your hurricane, in a way. We're going to learn another fun game tomorrow about the eye of your hurricane. But I wanted to bring this really deep into your awareness because we're halfway there. And if anything, I really want you to be able to look at yourself in the mirror and go, okay, I have some really potent tools for mindfulness, for embodied awareness, for dealing with comfort zones and finding my courage. And if you're still doing everything you can to not comfort yourself with food or drink or drugs, high fives, because that's, you know, the proof that you actually do love yourself and have the discernment to just stay in your center. So I hope that helps you in some way. And I'll see you tomorrow morning, bright and early, 8 a.m. Have a really thorough cold shower tomorrow morning, because we're going to need to really feel like we're, you know, in our strength in a way. So thank you again, and have a wonderful Wednesday. See you tomorrow morning.